Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Adding to my enjoyment of this spring, there's been a nest of baby bird in the old shed where I keep my mower and gardening tools. It took me a while to figure out what kind of birds they were, because any time I got near the shed, the mother would come exploding out of there, disappear into the high trees, and I could never see who she was. It took me quite a while, but I was finally able to photograph her and discover that it was a phoebe. So every time I went into the shed, which I tried to make as seldom as possible, I would check the nest. I knew there were 5 chicks in there, and all I would do is just check to make sure they were okay. You know, just a visual check, no poking or prodding or anything like that, and then get the heck away from them as quickly as possible, because I didn't want the cat or any other animal to notice any unusual activity in the shed. So I'd pull my mower out and my can of gas and go away. What always amazes me about baby birds is how incredibly fast they grow and develop. You know, they start out looking like sort of like fuzzy bug-eyed monsters, and next thing you know, there's a perfect little baby bird sitting there. The last time I checked them out, they'd grown so fast during the previous week that they had to stack themselves vertically in order to fit in the nest. As I approached the shed, I heard the mother, not quite as high up in the tree as she usually was, making the same repetitive call. I don't know if I was right or not, but it seemed to me that she was telling the babies to do something. And I would say, most likely, stay where you are. Stay, be quiet, don't worry about the human, she's not going to hurt you, she's going to come in, she's going to get her stuff, she's going to get out. Stay cool. So I went in and I looked at the nest, marveled for a second or two about how big the babies had gotten, then did my usual, got my mower and my gas can, bent over to check the oil level in the mower, and when I did, this little bird came whizzing by me, barely missed my head, and landed on the grass not too far away. Meanwhile, the mother kept giving that same persistent chirp. I finished what I had to do as quickly as possible, and I got out of there. And from a distance I watched, and shortly after that, the rest of the babies came flying out of the shed and were able to fly directly into the tree and join their mom. Later, when I checked, the baby on the grass was gone and had evidently rested up enough that he or she could make it to the tree too. I thought about that later. I thought about how it was almost certain that the mother was telling them to stay there and just be calm, not to be impatient. But for whatever reason, that one little bird couldn't. Just didn't have the self-control. And because he didn't have the self-control, he panicked and flew out. And when he flew out prematurely, between the stress of doing that and that my presence there created an unusual change in the flight path, he couldn't make it. The other birds who waited, the ones who had self-control, the ones who had patience, the ones who had faith in the mother to know better than they did, they all made it without any problems. It's that same lesson again, isn't it? Whether we're talking about our dogs or other animals that we want to do something for their own good, when we want them to be patient when they want to react. Above all, what amazed me about the mother is that she did not relinquish her safe position to go down to that baby. she was not about to risk the welfare of the remaining four chicks to save that one. The little one had made his choice, and he made a very stupid choice. He was fortunate. It turned out okay. And the others, the ones who had learned patience and self-control, had been rewarded. They made their flights. Their flights were successful. Their flights were energy efficient. And they can build on that solid foundation for the next time.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.